Blackstone presents Ignition by Seth Ring. This book is read by Eric Jason Martin. Chapter 1. When Thorn stepped into the forest, he briefly thought that he had returned to Lestra. Massive trees towered around him, blocking out much of the light, and his mental sense could clearly see the various levels of strata, each with their own minor ecosystems. A few miles back, he saw Velen and the elves, who were leading them to their village, but what currently interested Thorn was the ruin he was standing over. He had not seen any buildings beside the ones he and Velen had built since coming to this world, so when he detected the low stone wall, his curiosity was piqued. He had briefly wondered if there was a way it had occurred naturally, but the combination of mortar and chisel marks on the squared stones made that impossible. It only took him a moment to scan the whole thing, revealing that it was considerably larger than he had first thought, with over 90% of it buried in the ground. The wall itself was close to 60 feet long, and other walls ran off of it at right angles. Letting his mental sense sweep through the ground, Thorn realized he was looking at the top of a tower of sorts that had been completely buried. As far as he could tell, there was nothing but dirt inside of the rooms, which was odd, but since he didn't see anything else worth examining, he shrugged and used Earth Step to teleport back to the others, who were still proceeding down the mountain. Appearing from the dark yellow doorway, Thorn saw the elves jump and lift their weapons before they realized he wasn't a threat. Fear and awe mixed in their expressions as they stared at him, but Thorn didn't think much of it. From what he could tell, the strongest of them was only in the 5th tier and had likely never seen anyone stronger. Each was dressed in an ornate set of leather and fur, and bright-colored beads and crystals hung from their hair and bodies. The paint that decorated their faces was equally colorful and seemed to carry a religious significance. From what Thorn could gather, they had learned of the existence of the World Tree from Vengef and Borig, and had immediately sent a delegation of their strongest individuals to come to where the World Tree grew, inviting Velen to return to their home. At first, Thorn had wanted to teleport everyone, a simple feat for him now that he was in the 9th tier, but Velen had refused, instead wanting to make the day-long journey with the
sample complete. Ready to continue?